The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
What is in your town? The tour takes us to Dickinson, North Dakota today. Hi, folks. It's Scott Hinnon on the Northern Plains' most listened-to radio station from the studios of 550 KFIRE. Better yet today, the towers that are booming us all across the Northern Plains in the Bismarck-Mandan area, 910 KCJB in Minot, KLTC here in Dickinson at 1460 on the dial, as well as the Flag family stations, AM 1100 The Flag at Fargo-Moorhead, and AM 1090 KTGO, the flag in the Bakken. I'm Scott Hinnon. With me today is Mr. Todd Mitchell, as always, although
Hello.
He is manning the controls back at the studios. How are you, Todd?
Doing great. How are you?
You didn't even talk about the Vikings yesterday, but I can't. The Vikings were so good, I don't know how we didn't mention it yesterday. And today on our mind is this Ray Rice fiasco. You know,
it was the Rams. I mean, it's hard to say that seriously. If the Vikings are 5-0, and I think we should celebrate that fact.
Unbelievable. I think it's cool. And I thought that game yesterday, I mean, I had him going to the Super Bowl on the Sunday, I mean. But now we have a different NFL story to tackle today on the program. And I want to ask the listeners of this program. Okay, you own the NFL, right? If you're a fan, you own the NFL. It exists for the fans, let's face it. They often forget that the players, the teams, the sponsors. But, you know, football is about fans, right? So you, the fans, own even if you're a Vikings fan, Packer fan, whatever, okay, you own the NFL. What do you think ought to happen, knowing what we now know about the Baltimore Ravens terminating the contract of this Ray Rice running back only after the video surfaces of him punching his fiance, okay? They had all the facts of the case before, and they suspended him for 2 games. A little slap on the wrist. Then the video comes out. And the NFL goes, oh, yeah, he's suspended. He's gone. And they're changing their policies regarding suspensions for domestic violence. But I am of the opinion everybody in a position of power at the NFL ought to go. This is ridiculous. And this proves, and, you know, thankfully the video came out and, you know, justice happened here. But what did the video change? What did it change? And the president of the United States is weighing in on this. I wish he'd worry about ISIS or ISILIS, he says. And deal with a very serious foreign policy situation, not, telling real men, that they ought not hit women. Which, by the way, he had a good message. I mean, I do support the president saying a real man doesn't hit a woman. You're absolutely right. But the president, you know, stick to the Oval Office and deal with the foreign policy crisis. Probably the reason he had to come out and say that is because these goose at the NFL blew it. But anyway, that's my take on that. We're in Dickinson today, so I want to talk a little bit about Dickinson today. Do you have a favorite Dickinson story? Mine is related to hunting, I got to tell you. I think of, you know, buddies and at the Elks Club and coming to the Brick House restaurant and just getting out there hunting. And we're at the Brick House Grill today. And by the way, I want to thank our fine host here, which is Mike Reasoner. Mike, this is a fabulous place. How are you?
Doing well, thanks, sir.
And it's so fun to come to a community the size of Dickinson, but eat in a restaurant that you could eat in and have an experience not unlike something you'd have in Manhattan or Los Angeles or Chicago or downtown Minneapolis. This is a great place.
Thank you.
What's the vision behind it? How'd you come back to Dickinson?
We basically, me and an old high school friend partnered up and had a vision together, and he went to culinary school and I was doing business at the time, and we paired together and brought our ideas together and opened the Brick House here.
So
in our hometown.
A couple of locals come back to the hometown.
Correct.
That's pretty darn cool. And you've been at this a while now.
Yep, we've been open 6 years now.
Yeah, and is it going great?
It's excellent. Yep, a lot of community support. A lot of out of town or diversity coming into the area, so it's been really good.
Yeah, it really is. It's a fine place. We're going to have lunch today with some community leaders. Looking forward to that conversation. We'll be doing Energy Matters on 550 KFIRE and KLTC Dickinson this afternoon. And Todd, I know I get all the tough assignments around here, but the folks at Valley Imports are the Mercedes dealer for all of North Dakota. And they said, Scott, you know, we have a lot of customers in Dickinson. We'd like to show them the new E350. Would you drive one to Dickinson for what's in your town? Okay, I'll bring one along. So
well, I
have
can't
this
say you're not a team player then, at least. That's good to know.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, this beautiful diamond silver with black leather interior 2013 E350 It only has like 10,000 miles on it. It's parked right in front of the brick house. I'd love to give you a test drive if you want to take it. And, it, I mean, buying a certified pre-owned Mercedes saves you a bunch, but you get all the factory-backed limited warranty and all the extra goodies. The safety in these things are incredible. I mean, I really think people in the Bakken should drive a Mercedes. You know the rumble strips that you sometimes hear in the yellow? You familiar with the rumble strips, Mike?
Oh, yeah.
They tell you, okay, you're veering to the, you know, you're veering into the middle lane or you're veering into the shoulder. This has a built-in rumble strip alert in the steering wheel. So if you, on a highway or a side road that doesn't have the rumble strips, this tells you by shaking your steering wheel that you're going into the middle lane. That saves lives. That's incredible. And you can buy this vehicle for less than you pay for a new Suburban. You know, and it's a Mercedes-Benz. So anyway, I had to tell you, my friends from Valley Import sent me out here in a beautiful Mercedes. It's in front of a beautiful restaurant. So thank you for having us.
Thank you.
And if folks, you take reservations here?
Yes, we do. Yep.
What number should they call if they want to come experience the Brick House Grill?
701-483-9900.
And you're open?
Tuesday through Saturday. Lunches are Tuesday through Friday from 11 to 1:30, and dinner is Tuesday through Saturday, 5 p.m. to close.
Great. Thanks for having us, Mike.
Thank you.
Appreciate it very much. Great story, too. Dickinson Local comes back, and a fabulous restaurant. My first trip to Dickinson, pheasant hunting, we ate at the Brick House Grill. It was fabulous. It was just incredible. So, and if you're coming this year for the pheasant opener next month, I'd make it a stop right here at the Brick House. All right, let's get to some phones, should we, Todd, and talk about what's on folks' minds today, whether they think Ray Rice, the incident means everybody at the NFL ought to go. If you have a Dickinson story, I want to hear it. What's your favorite part of Dickinson? You can call us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can also email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. That's studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. If you want to weigh in that way, I have one other question that I want to tackle today on the program. I know we got a lot, so I'm just telling you what's on my mind. Dickinson, number one, and what's happening here. Number two, the NFL being a bunch of idiots. They all ought to be fired. I can't even believe it. I'm just embarrassed. And is that too harsh? Tell me if you think
no.
That's too harsh.
No.
Okay. You think they ought to go too, Todd?
Well, there's smoke, there's fire. I mean, the TMZ video comes out, and then all of a sudden we're all ticked off. What's wrong here?
Yeah, everything about the case was the same. Nothing changed. I mean, everything
right.
was known about the case. We just saw the actual video, this 5-minute video, and then the NFL goes, oh, okay, I guess we better not go 2-game suspension. I guess we better just, throw the guy.
I mean, it was going to be swept under the rug, and this guy was still going to have a big, long football career, and then Lord knows what else he would have done, or maybe the next time he would have been caught on camera and come out sooner, but yeah.
Speaking of football, the other thing that's on my mind is ESPN College Game Day is coming back to North Dakota. Second year in a row. Now, this is a big, big deal, right? If you're a college football fan, you know game day. You get ESPN. And they're broadcasting for a second year in a row, downtown Fargo. Why? Because of the success of the NDSU Bison football team, plain and simple, right? Now, there's some grumbling about, oh, they're coming downtown, they're disrupting, it's going to take more police. Give me a break. I don't know that you can put a price tag on the value to the entire state of North Dakota and the region. And will there be some overtime for cops? You bet. Hello! I mean, come on. Look at the economic activity going on in the state. Number one, we can afford it. Number two, that makes perfect sense. Rob Port, a friend of ours that writes for the Say Anything blog, has been chronicling the cost to taxpayers of the football program. And that's a bigger question, okay? Do you think there's value there? I think the same thing about that. Not only do I think, look, when you invest, in this case, in a football program, there's some cost, okay? And they try and endow scholarships and do all that, but there's some cost there. Do you think that the taxpayers, to the extent that they contribute to professional athletics, or I shouldn't say, it's quasi-professional, right? It's amateur athletics, but at the college level. It's big business, okay? Whether that's the University of North Dakota hockey team, whether that's the NDSU football team or the UND football team or whatever your favorite is. I'm a Sioux guy, as folks well know. But I think what NDSU has done is great for North Dakota. I think the cost is worth it. And that might cause some of you to say, well, some conservative you are. But anyway, we'll give you a chance to weigh in on that. Let's go to Jess on the road, listening on 550 K-Fire at 800-228-0550. Jess, what's on your mind?
Good morning. Political correctness has never been my hot suit. Watching the Ray Rice thing, you know, I think about these females advertised on TV kicking the crap out of each other in some sort of caged system, and watching his fiance at the time charge him not once, twice, and then he defends himself, and she hits her head and is knocked out, and his entire life is ruined, and hers in the offing because they're married and they no longer have an income, to me is pretty bizarre, pretty bizarre, and all kind of leads back to the sheepishness of the human critter when you can take a situation of self-defense and turn it into the bizarre political correct situation that it's become. I'm ashamed.
Well, Jess, I'm a little concerned about your comments. Let me ask you, I only have a short time left. What should he have done?
Well, it was just an automatic response. You can't put some sort of intellectual argument into a spontaneous physical defense situation. It's like blinking your eye.
I mean, look, he's an NFL football player. He's a running back. Walk out. I disagree. Let's see if others agree with you, though, Jess. Thanks.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
My favorite thing in the whole world is hearing a mallard hen in the background at sunup on a cold, clear day. Hunting with your dog, to me, is half of being out there. That's what they live for. Most waterfowlers would say that it isn't about shooting. It's about tricking them. I want the customer to know that I truly want them to have a successful hunt. I'm Wayne Salem, and I'm one of the waterfowl experts at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Nesson Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesson on the booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the booming Bakken.
The base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal. But I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, you know, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal. And to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about Nesson Consulting Service, go to NessonConsulting.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In Dickinson today, Cloverdale, Don Russell's Big Flavor Wagon, Arvig Communications, and Marvin Windows of Grafton take us all across the great state of North Dakota. I've had some folks say, we got to go to Minnesota, too. And, you know, we've got a lot of places to go in North Dakota, and maybe we'll continue to expand and share the love with our South Dakota, Montana, Canadian, and Minnesota brothers as well. But The What's in Your Town tour is so much fun. It really is a great opportunity to learn what's happening in communities. Senator Kelly Armstrong is going to join us a little later on. Some local folks that have formed the Kildare Landowners Association are going to come on a little later on in the program. You met Mike from the Brickhouse Grill, who came back to start a business here. A lot of great things happening. We'll talk about some of those with Kelly coming up in a little bit. And I want to thank our sponsors who brought us here, including the Dickinson Convention and Visitors Bureau, Army's West Bar and Grill, the landowners of Kildare Mountain Association, Baker Boy, Steffes Corporation, Fisher Industries, the Hampton Inn, where we stayed last night was fantastic, and, of course, the Brick House. The Brick House Grill, our host for not only What's on Your Mind today and the What's in Your Town tour stop, but also Energy Matters later today, which you'll hear on 550 K-Fire and KLTC in Dickinson. 3 to 5 Central Time. And 2 to 4 Mountain Time on KLTC. Let's get back to the phones. Did you hear that last caller? Did anybody else hear what that caller had to say? I really am flabbergasted, quite honestly. But look, I understand some are going to think that way. Tim and Walla, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hello, this is Tim.
Are you there? Oh, Jim. Okay, it says Tim. Go ahead, Jim. Sorry, you're up.
Jim from Raleigh. Yeah, I can. I wish I had more time here. That fellow that was just on in the defense of the big, burly, bad football player, I've been through the situation. It's a total response thing, and at times when they attack you, you are 100% in the right. We've been to court two different times, but at any rate, I hope the best for both of them. I'm sure them offers are already coming in for other teams or whatever, but. Well, that's right. He's kicked out of the whole league. That's right.
That's good stuff.
Anyway,
yeah.
I do agree with that fella. I'll sure listen to some comments. Thank you.
Well, wait a minute now, Tip. Just stay with me a second. You say you've been through this before. So you're saying that you've been in a domestic violence situation where your wife or significant other was harming you and you defended yourself? Is that what you're saying?
Yep, and I don't want to go into a whole lot of detail, but that's exactly what happened. You are allowed to defend yourself, and when he really articulated that point good, that last caller, I tell you, it's such a response thing. You're very sorry afterwards, very sorry, but let me put it this way. You've got 50% E.J. Brandy and the other 50% menopause. They don't mix. Thank you.
All right, I appreciate it, Jim. I just have a hard time understanding that. And maybe, again, there's two different perspectives that are just very different than mine. That's why we ask what's on your mind. But I don't understand why you wouldn't walk away from that. I'm with President Obama on this one. Real men don't hit women, okay? With every fiber of my being, I can't see a justification here. Am I wrong? Todd, I just don't know why you wouldn't walk for the exit.
When you're in the NFL, in every single walk of life, you're held to a higher standard than the average person anyway.
And
don't go hitting women. Don't go hitting anybody.
Exactly. Jim in Minnesota listening on AM 1100 The Flag. Go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
I'm kind of with you on this as far as whooping up on women. I think there's if you want to get in a fight with somebody, go out and find somebody your own size and your own strength, and let's see who walks away. But the issue that I have with the whole thing, it's kind of a cultural thing. I served in the Marine Corps, so the bigotry was, we were all green in the Marine Corps. But if you listen to the music, how they degrade women, how they think about women, how their culture is built around big macho, even his mentor at Baltimore was Ray Lewis. And, when he walked on the field, it was rah, rah, rah. So I think if the president really wanted to weigh in on it, he'd say, look, let's become families, let's become real men, and all that stuff you do out in the field, just leave it out on the field. You don't have to live it. You just got to play it. And I think that pretty much covers it from my point.
Appreciate the call. We'll go east to west out to Williston. David listening on 550 K-Fire. What's on your mind, David?
Yeah, I sort of agree with the guy that the two people that said it's a reaction. I mean, she attacked him twice, and I don't think he meant to knock her out. I think he meant to fend her off. But from her perspective, she got backhanded by him. Now she's being backhanded by the NFL. Her husband, his means of making a living is being taken away. So first she got backhanded by him, and knocked out. Now she's being backhanded by the NFL. Any other, you know, if you take, say, a roustabout out in the oil field, and he does that to his wife, and there's charges pending and all this kind of thing, he doesn't lose his job right away the next morning. Everybody deals with it. This thing of losing your job and being suspended, that's political correctness they're talking about.
You don't think he should have lost his job over this?
A couple game suspension, I think, was about right. Now, let me ask you, if one of the guys that's on a rig hand, he beats his wife up, and the police file charges, that's the proper place for it, is in the courts. The courts deal with it. The proper place for it is not in suspensions, losing your job. And
right,
that kind
but
of
I'm not going to have some. I'm not going to have somebody. I'm not going to have somebody
on an oil rig. He's not going to lose his job.
Well, I'll bet if he ends up with a criminal record, he might. And that'd be appropriate. And by the way, I think it's a different story when you've got an NFL player that no matter what the NFL player does, this one's for the Baltimore Ravens, but it reflects negatively on the Minnesota Vikings, on the Green Bay Packers, on the whole administration. I think, and nobody's really going here today, I think the real story in this is that the NFL is more worried about, money and sponsorships and everything else that they're going to get, and winning than they are about, doing the right thing.
And public perception, too.
Yeah, because they initially
did it. Out there.
They initially do the wrist slap here, and then the video comes out, which some people suggest exonerate the guy. I don't think so. And what happens? Then they suspend him. To me, the NFL ought to go. I'm with Keith Olbermann, and I'm not usually with him, Todd, as you well know.
I was going to say, have you ever uttered those words in your life? I'm thinking not.
David in Moorhead, listening on AM 1100, The Flag. What's up?
Hey, Scott. I just want to know, I saw the video, and the video was very, very disturbing. Did you actually watch the video?
Yes, at the insistence of my producer and co-host Todd Mitchell, I watched the video.
Yeah, you know, usually when I watch a video, it's not as bad as you expect. It was actually worse than I expected.
Yes, exactly.
But that being said, I'm half agreeing with these other callers. I understand that he's a high-profile person and that he should be held to a higher standard. I understand what the NFL did and why they did it. But at the same time, I think it is too much to basically ruin his career over it. You know, he's still with his wife. His wife is sticking with him. They're still married. They're going through counseling. This is a personal thing. It's also a court thing as well. It should be dealt with in court.
Maybe, number one, again, the damage has already been done in the image. So I can understand the NFL doing what they've done here. Maybe there is a workout of some kind. David, we're up against the clock. Appreciate the call. Larry in Watford City when we come back.
That asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
My friends at PetroServe USA are helping America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. I don't leave town without filling up at PetroServe USA. It's the place with choice at the pump, including the new E15 choice as well. And PetroServe USA is a great place to fill up, too. Not just your tank, your stomach, with the 4-for-4 deal every single day. Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, 2 cookies of your choice, and a 20-ounce soda or a coffee. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, it's a great way to go. 4-for-4 every single day at PetroServe USA. Here's some great specials go all month long. Bag of Bugles, only 99 cents. The Giant Seed Shippers, $1.39. The Mars Standard Bars, 3 for $1. Love those Jack-O-Lanks 1-ounce sticks. They're only $1.09. Same thing with all the Person's Candy Bars, like the Salted Nut Roll. Gotta love those. And the Deli Express, $2.99 to $3.59. Your choice of a quarter pounder, cheeseburger, Big Chuck, Cattleman, 100% beef. They're fantastic. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Tell them Scott sent you.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze-Dry Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze-Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
We're live at Dickinson today with the Cloverdale, Arvig, and Marvin Windows Grafton What's in Your Town Tour. And we love getting out and about, and I want to thank our fine sponsors that include the Dickinson Convention and Visitors Bureau, Army's West Bar and Grill. Who owns that anyway? We're going to find out in a second. The landowners of Kildare Mountain Association, Baker Boys, Steffes Corporation, Fisher Industries, the Hampton Inn. We hosted us last night. The Brickhouse Grill hosting us today. Stop and see us. Love to see you here today. All right, 28 before the top of the hour. Let's chat with Larry in Watford City, and then a listener up in the KCJB country, and then our guest, Senator Kelly Armstrong. Larry, Watford City, listening on 550 K-Fire. What's on your mind?
Good morning. I think our society has got double standards. You know, the violence, no matter which way it goes, it should be avoided at all costs, but I've seen situations where the female on the altercation is provoking and aggressive and violent, and then when the male responds back, they're the bad person. Now I believe totally in equality. I believe women get the same jobs, the same pay, everything, but the men are held to a higher standard. And I think that's kind of a double standard in our world nowadays, because we talk equality, but yet in that aspect, the men are supposed to stand back. I've seen where the female has psychologically, emotionally, financially, physically abused somebody. And when the person reacts back, they're the bad person. All the stuff is hid behind the walls. But when something bad happens, it comes out, and the male is hung out to dry for it. And I don't believe in that. And in many,
Go ahead, Larry, quickly finish, if you would.
Well, I've seen where, and I've even been told by law officers, where they are told that they are to always take the side of the female. And I don't really believe that. Each situation needs to be looked at by the facts.
Larry, I was just going to say, I think there's a real simple fix. Just don't ever hit a woman. I think it's real, really simple, and you'll never be in a position like this. By the way, Ray Rice's wife has issued a statement, and she said the following. I woke up this morning feeling like I had a horrible nightmare, feeling like I'm mourning the death of my closest friend. This was evidently in an Instagram post. But to have to accept the fact that it's a reality is a nightmare itself. No one knows the pain the media and unwanted options from the public has caused my family. To make us relive a moment in our lives that we regret every day is a horrible thing. To take something away from the man I love that he has worked his butt off for all his life just to gain ratings is horrific. This is our life. Why don't you all get it? If your intentions were to hurt us, embarrass us, make us feel alone, take all the happiness away, you've succeeded on so many levels. Just know we will continue to grow and show the world that what real love is. Ravens Nation, we love you. All right. Senator Kelly Armstrong happens to be an attorney, so he's a perfect guest for today's program. We're going to talk a lot about Dickinson, and we will. But I have to have you put your attorney hat on for me first. Can you do that?
Fantastic.
Good to see you, by the way.
You too, sir.
Thanks for having us.
You're welcome.
We're looking forward to hitting Army's Bar and Grill before we leave town.
Perfect.
You gave us a great spot for lunch today here at the Brick House. Your friend Mike runs a great spot here, doesn't he?
He does. It's a great story. A
lot going on in Dickinson, and we're looking forward to talking to Senator Kelly Armstrong about all of that. But first, some suggestion from some of the listeners that Ray Rice was defending himself. If it was your client and he came in and said, hey, I was just defending myself, what would you say to him?
Well, I watched the video for about 30 seconds yesterday because I'm busy. my response would be, well, even if under the whatever circumstances you wanted to say the first punch was defending himself, I think he's got a little bit of problem with the second one.
Big problem.
I think so, too.
Should he lose his job?
We're a country of second chances. The statement from his wife, obviously, I mean, from her perspective, they are definitely trying to work things out. And I think what Rice has said during the portion of this has been some of the right things. I think the NFL has a bigger issue. I mean, if it's a private business and dealing with whatever, they can make a decision. But this is bigger than Ray Rice. This is about fans. This is about advertising. This is about a culture of violence. And I think when you get paid millions and millions of dollars to represent the entire organization, you run the risk of being put in this position when you do something as horrific as that. And the NFL has a lot bigger responsibility than to Ray Rice. They have a responsibility to me as a fan. They have a responsibility to my daughter as a fan.
Absolutely.
And so if they choose, I think they have every right, yes, to keep this suspension and at least make him jump through some horribly difficult hoops to get back.
David from Moorhead called, and he talked before the break about, hey, if his wife is talking about they're going to go to rehab, they're going to go to counseling, everything else, you know, maybe we ought to look at some sort of policy that says, okay, you know, you use the term, we're a country of second chances, right? I mean, you can redeem yourself from very bad, horrible decisions, and clearly these two made some bad decisions. But maybe they could be used as an example. David kind of got me thinking during the break that has some merit and ought to be considered. But at a minimum, I'm with you, Kelly. Change the leadership of the NFL. I mean, knowing what we know here, they knew everything about this case. They suspend him for two games. Then the video comes out, and he's done. He's banned. He's gone. He loses his job. I'm going, really? I'm for Condi Rice for NFL commissioner. Clean house.
Well, I definitely think, having a couple women in leadership roles in the NFL probably would serve them some good. I mean, they have a huge female fan base, and I think when you talk about the NFL, you talk about this culture of machoism, and it is, and that's what it is, and that's part of the reason we all like it. But I think some perspective in this at the front end would have said, hey, this thing isn't going away, and we better get out ahead of it instead of react to it poorly at every stage of the proceeding.
Okay, we're going to take a couple calls before we talk Dickinson. And you might have to keep your attorney hat on here. We have an anonymous caller listening on KCJB in Minot. What's on your mind, sir?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. I am a 65-year-old female, and I was physically and verbally abused as a child. And I would not tolerate someone abusing me as an adult. I can't believe she married that man.
What do you think about her defending him? What do you think about her defending him now, ma'am, after this incident?
I wouldn't tolerate it. Would not tolerate it. Thank you.
Yes, thanks for the call, and obviously you got some pain there, and we appreciate you sharing part of your story. Is there a double standard, Kelly? I mean, some callers are suggesting that, the male's always wrong no matter what.
Well, if a 6'6", 235-pound female punches out a 110-pound guy, I think the standard would be pretty similar. I think the standard is based on a lot of biology and size and strength. And, I've represented these cases throughout the course of my criminal career. And, yeah, I mean, in some cases, I mean, there are some underlying factors, but I tend to agree with what you said earlier. Just don't ever hit a woman, and you don't have a problem.
No kidding. Pretty simple. Ernie and Bismarck, you're listening on 550 KPIRE. What's on your mind?
Yes, good morning. I agree with your guest, and I feel really bad for your caller, your last caller. By all means, you should never hit a woman, no matter what. Walk away, run away, put your hands up, get away. That's all there is to it. But in another state here, a man shouldn't lose his job. It has to stop someplace. Get this man some help. What are his kids going to do now? You know, they see dad beating up on mom. They think it's right. Get this man some help. Get these people some help. You need to stop violence someplace against women or even against men. You have to make a statement and stop the violence. You can't be taking somebody's livelihood away. Give them suspended for 3 or 4 games and make them go to and get help and then maybe get him his job back. But just get him help. Make it stop.
Sure, Ernie, I appreciate the call. I'm conflicted on this because it's a difficult one, Kelly. But on the other hand, he doesn't lose his job if he doesn't do this. She doesn't have a husband now that doesn't have a job that she's now defending if she doesn't hit him. I mean, they own their own actions at this point, don't they?
Yeah, I agree. And at the end of the day, like I said before, I mean, the NFL has a responsibility to a lot more people than the Baltimore Ravens. And if we're asking the NFL to be our social litmus test, we're probably all going to be in a little trouble, but they are. I mean, they're the number one sports entertainment NFL or professional sports franchise, and they have huge TV ratings. They make their money on the fans, and this is a big deal, and it's more important than just what's happened with Ray Rice and his wife.
And we should hold NFL players to a higher standard, shouldn't we?
I think the NFL needs to hold their players to a higher standard if they want people to keep watching.
Would he have any kind of legal claim that you can't fire me for this?
I think the NFL, how they've handled this, I don't know anything about their collective bargaining agreement. I haven't read it, but my guess is they're going to have to make a very compelling case that this video provided evidence different than what the original suspension was for, because they've suspended him for this action already for 2 games, and now they've suspended him indefinitely. And I think, by the way, I think the indefinite suspension is the right one, not the 2-game suspension, but the point is they've already acted on this. Just to give you a perfect correlation, in the court system, they can't come back and act on this. He's already pled out on the exact same incident, and double jeopardy would apply. Now, double jeopardy isn't in the NFL. I'm assuming it's not a criminal legal proceeding, so double jeopardy doesn't apply. But it'll be interesting to see what Ray Rice and his attorneys do and whether the collective bargaining agreement has something in there that says, no, you can't be suspended for the same thing twice.
Phenomenal. Jeff in Minot on KCJB. What's on your mind, Jeff?
Yeah, a couple points, Scott. First of all, I agree with you. There is no circumstance ever where it's acceptable for a man to hit a woman. I don't care what she said, what she did. He can always turn around and walk away. And especially when you consider that Ray Rice is a guy who's in at the top physical condition he's ever going to be in his entire life. You just don't do that. And then the second point, one of your callers touched on something a while back and it kind of got glossed over a little bit, but you know, if President Obama really wanted to make a difference and mean something by making a statement, he needs to make a statement about the African-American culture and, their culture of the men going off on their own, leaving the women and the children on their own, the way they degrade women with their entire culture. He needs to start there with that. He brings race into every single thing he does except this issue. Come on.
Yeah, Jeff, I'm guessing that's not going to happen. I think it's a worthy suggestion. I'd like to see it happen, too, but he already lost a ton of his constituents over this. We're going to wait till after November on the immigration thing, so I'm thinking he's not going to go there. We'll take a break. When we come back more, we're going to talk about Dickinson. We're going to talk about a volunteer fire department. We're going to talk about Little League Baseball. We're going to talk about so many great things that are happening from a native of this great town, our friend Senator Kelly Armstrong. The What's in Your Town Tour in Dickinson today on What's on Your Mind. Don't touch that dial.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Soybean cyst nematode, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms ever show. Soil testing is a critical step you can take to help battle SCN. To assist with this effort, the North Dakota Soybean Council is proud to sponsor an SCN soil testing reimbursement program through the North Dakota State University Cooperative Extension Service. 2,000 SCN soil sample bags are now available at NDSU County Extension offices. Soybean producers can request up to 3 bags on a first-come, first-served basis. Contact your local county extension agent for more information about the soil testing program.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to talk about a new service they have 24-7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash just south of the Pinnacle Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Interior detailing. Tell me about it, Megan.
Absolutely. We do interior detailing for both pickups and semi-trucks. We do request that you drop it off overnight. Drop it off overnight and it'll be ready first thing the next morning.
They're open 24-7. What a deal. Drop it off. The interior detailing's done. Pick it up in the morning. Ready to go at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Call them at 701-628-1550.
One thing I really enjoy about pheasant hunting is it's an active sport. If you're serious about pheasant hunting, you're going to be out there working for the birds. The gear that's available today is going to make your hunt just that much more enjoyable. Watching my own dog work, being out there with my friends, congratulating a buddy on a good shot, those are all things that I really like about upland hunting. I'm Judd Geese, and I'm an upland hunting expert at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Dickinson today for the What's in Your Town tour, brought to you by our friends at Cloverdale, as well as Marvin Windows Grafton and Arvig Communications. Our special broadcast today here brought to you by Dickinson Convention and Visitors Bureau. Find out more about them at visitdickinson.com. Army's West Bar and Grill, the landowners of Killdeer Mountain Association, Baker Boys, Steffes Corporation, Fisher Industries, the Hampton Inn, and the Brickhouse Grill, where we're having lunch today. So looking forward to that. Let's find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers, shall we? We do that regularly at ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org. And who are we talking to today, guys? Chris, who's going to tell us on this Tuesday what is on their mind, on the minds of farmers and ranchers? Todd, do you know? We don't have it ready yet. Okay, well, that's all right. That's all right. By the way, I'm at Big Iron tomorrow. Speaking of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, going to be hanging out at the North Dakota Farm Bureau booth, as well as our friends from ND Corn. So we're looking forward to that as well on the program. Chatting with Senator Kelly Armstrong here. And for the first segment, we had Kelly's attorney hat on. But now I want to have his Senator Kelly Armstrong hat on and his Dickinson native hat on. And when we first talked about doing this, we were talking about broadcasting from the Dickinson Fire Department. And then we found out there's some crazy federal regulation that prevents a radio talk show from walking in the door or something. I don't know what that's all about, but... Name me a federal regulation that isn't a little goofy, right? There's many of them.
So, well, it is an emergency service that dedicated lines become important. So
yeah, maybe that was the deal. Yeah, but you're spun up about the volunteer fire department. Tell me a little bit about it.
Well, when I moved back to Dickinson in 2006, a really good friend of mine, actually my best friend from high school, was on the fire department. So I joined the volunteer fire department and served on it until I ran for the legislature, and then I was no longer a very good fireman, which is one of the cool things about being a volunteer fireman. You know you're not pulling your weight. It's not one of those organizations where you show up to a board meeting once a month or whatever. I mean, we are fully trained, firefighter class one, class two, and I think right around now they have about 30 volunteer firemen, and it's a tremendous financial saving to the city. And I mean, in a town like Dickinson right now that's growing differently, obviously our fire department's evolving and we're going to need more and more full-time people all the time. But it was out of every organization I've ever joined, no offense to my fellow members of the Senate, I'm most proud of being a volunteer fireman.
That's really neat. And really, that's what gives you a sense of community, right? I mean, there's a lot happening in Dickinson right now. This community is exploding in growth from the youth days of Kelly Armstrong to where you're at now. Describe that evolution of this community.
Oh, it's fantastic. I was talking to somebody before I came on the radio, and my high school best friend works here. My college roommate works out here. The age is getting lower. People have good-paying jobs. They can build careers out here. Mike Riesinger, who owns this place, came back here. I obviously grew up here and came back here. I never really had a whole lot of intentions of leaving Western North Dakota, but it's just fantastic to see people that grow up in this community stay or come back to this community and make a life for themselves.
And we talk baseball, too. Little League Baseball, right?
Yeah, I'm the president of the Dickinson Baseball Club, which is actually 13 to 19-year-old kids. It's essentially the American Legion. It's is our varsity sport, which is the summer high school. We have a high school program in town, which we used to run until the Dickinson Public Schools took it over, which is good. And the Legion is the summer program for the same age group. And we're real proud of our baseball program in Dickinson. We've had a lot of success over the last 10 years, and we have a tremendous facility, and we have a great relationship with the community and the Parks and Rec and the youth baseball program. And baseball is something I'm pretty passionate about, and I'm glad that we actually have a board meeting at noon, which is why I won't be joining you for lunch. But we have, it's a full charitable organization. 100% of our 100% of our operating budget is run on donations. And, again, it takes a community. We have great sponsors, great people who contribute, not just financially, but they work the games. They donate things. They help us. And it's really, really been a fun thing to be a part of. I was the American Legion coach when I was in college. That was my summer job. So I've been involved in the baseball program in Dickinson in some way, shape, or form since the Legion program since 1992.
And this town is just, through all of this, maintain that sense of community that is so important. I mean, baseball, volunteer firefighters, it's really neat. We're going to take a little break here, and when we come back, Kelly, on the other side, we'll talk a little bit more about things that are happening here, and also the energy industry, and also how you're going to use what you know about Dickinson in the legislative session and representing folks here as well. Senator Kelly Armstrong with us today on the program. We are brought to you by our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. And if you go to ndfb.org, not only can you find out how you can join my wife Marie and I on a wonderful trip to New York City for Christmas. We're going December 7th for 4 nights. That's under the events category. And space is going fast. I think we have like 15 spots left. So check that out, ndfb.org. But you also can find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers like Cindy, a farmer from Devil's Lake, who's talking about increased traffic with harvest and back to school season and how we all need to keep an eye out for one another. Cindy, tell us more.
I'd like to take this opportunity to remind everyone that fall is harvest time, and that means more slow-moving, oversized farm implements are on the road. Additionally, school is now back in session, so there are school buses on the road as well. Please watch for children who walk or bike to school. Also, watch for young children who are getting on or off the school buses. Drivers in rural areas must remain alert to the possibility of encountering slow-moving farm machinery or school buses and be prepared to slow down or stop to avoid a rear-end collision with a school bus that is turned into a driveway or with a farm machine that is turned into a field. Please drive with care, buckle your seatbelt, and leave extra time to get to school and to work. Together, we can keep our communities safe and help prevent pedestrian, farm, and automobile accidents.
Cindy, well said. I mean, we are, again, we are at harvest time. We are back to school. And there's a lot of traffic, especially in every corner of North Dakota. There's a lot going on, really. I mean, we talk a lot about what's happening in oil country, and the traffic is atrocious. This is like Chicago or Dallas-like sometimes, but it's everywhere. So great, great suggestion in every town all across North Dakota. Find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers at ndfb.org. The North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home. More of What's on Your Mind from Dickinson coming up.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Do you love jerky? You're tired of the same old gas station and grocery store stuff? Have I got a website for you? MeatTaffy.com. That's right, MeatTaffy.com. I love that name. What it is a bunch of guys with a jerky addiction got tired of the same old stuff and said, you know what? Let's go find the good stuff. I mean, premium guy candy. Meat Taffy. So they searched all across the USA and found folks out there in smokehouses and tiny meat shops and little independent supermarkets making some of the best jerky ever. And now we have a one-stop shop for all that great jerky. And if you go to MeatTaffy.com, it's what you're going to find. The best. I'm looking at a couple right now. Premium six-packs of thin-cut meat taffy straight from the heart of Kentucky. Fantastic. Or a Bayou blend. It's a Cajun-inspired pack of jerky that was born in the Bayou. Really good. High quality, hard to get, but easy to love. Meat Taffy. Made easy at MeatTaffy.com. Go to the website. They'll ship it to you wherever you are. MeatTaffy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.